for the final resolution where we lower parts to burn forever. To live forever.
Good evening and welcome to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. This is your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, electronic, alternative and other bits of music I pretend fit into those genres. And it's brought to you by myself, Nigel, tonight in the studio on my own. Now, tonight I am completely and utterly full of cold, so this show might be a bit more music heavy than usual, less of my nattering because I'm not sure I'm capable of that much, but also the usual bits I natter about are events and new releases and information like that that's really simply not happening due to the kind of Christmas New Year break, so there isn't that much new news out at the moment. And I'm full of gold, so I figured I'd bring you a nice, heavy, tune-heavy show so you can just listen to the tunes and well, have fun with that, I hope. Tonight's show, I started with Covenant, with Lightbringer. Now, Covenant are a band that were incredibly strong many moons ago in the kind of synth-pop revolution, and now, I don't know, their last album I don't think infused that much confidence with a lot of people. However, that track, Lightbringer, is the CD single, the first track off their upcoming album, and it's sounding great. The upcoming album will be coming out later on, well, no, actually, at the start of next year. I think it's due on the 17th of January, so really looking forward to that. But also, they're due to headline in April, I believe, start of April in Sheffield for the Resistance Music Festival, so hopefully they're back on form. By the sounds of that CD, they certainly are. That's a stunning track in my opinion, and they'll be playing that festival, so hopefully we'll be able to check out both the album and them live again soon, and it should all be great stuff. I'm going to continue now with XP8, who are also playing the Resistance Festival in Sheffield in April time. I'll get that right eventually, won't I? In April, start of April, 3rd and 4th of April, I believe. So, yes, here's a track off XP8's last album, Out of Control.
We'll be right back. head is filled with advice I once ignored. That all you get from this moment is all you gave to your past. And all you get from this moment is what you gave to your past. We'll be right back.
It occurred to me, just as I started playing those tunes, that I didn't explain my plan for tonight. My plan for tonight was to kind of round up the best of these kind of electronic and industrial genres of this year and try and showcase them on the last show of the year of DAC Simulation. And it took me a while to work out that that's pretty much what I do every fortnight. I was trying to work out what to do different, and I haven't come up with anything. It was basically, I'm going to play you the best of the best, the stuff I'm really listening to, the stuff I think is worthy of playing on air, and it's still out there, and it's pretty much shaping up as a regular show, even though I'm trying to do that. It seems that's what I do anyway. So there I just played you Psyaviat with No Excuse from Eclectric. I believe that album came out this year. Before that we had Aria with Girl on the Floor from her latest album Hearts and Bullets. Looking forward to new Aria material, hopefully sometime next year. Last time I spoke to Jennifer from Aria, she said she was working on it, so let's see what comes along with that. I don't know of any exact dates, but I don't think there are any yet. And before that we had XP8 with Out of Control, which is a cover of a She Wants Revenge track. Now that kind of doubled up because I would have played a She Wants Revenge track and an XP8 track, but I did both in one go there, and that's off Drop the Mask, which I believe is their most recent album, again earlier from from earlier this year, which I think all those three are from. So there's lots of good stuff there, but it's no different to a normal show. I wasn't trying to actually showcase much, that seems to be what I do. Anyway, like I said earlier, I am still full of cold, so I'm not going to natter too much. I'm just going to carry on. This is a slightly different style. It's something I've played before, but it's a damn good track.
Wait down. see the stars with you. Another lonely night, another chance to think what we might do. It's just a sleepless night. In my head, I'm always falling. I'm always falling for you.
Berlin Black with Fall Apart from Burn It Down, their only EP released so far, I believe. I call it an EP. I'm sure they call it an album. It's quite an odd one. It's about 7 or 8 tracks long, so make your own mind up on that one. I'm never going to get into that big debate about the definitions between the two. And before that, we had Oh Children with Their Disco Dancer. Awesome track from a very good live band. So both bands, well worth checking out if you get a chance to see them live. And that nicely brings me on to the things happening soon bit of the show. I know I'm not really going natter too long, but there's not that much going on. But there are a couple of things to mention. The first off is Black Veil, the monthly night in Leeds, is taking a break. Now, I'm not quite sure of how long, but for the time being, it's not running. So don't get yourself down to the George for that, because it's not happening. What else? Black Sheep has also announced it's taking a break, but it's also announced it's returning in February. So the weekly night in Leeds is not taking that much of a break. I believe it's starting about February the 11th, but I'll confirm more details nearer the time. What else? That's it. Stage Fright. The release by Edge of Dawn. It's a single by Edge of Dawn, for their first release from their widely well-received album, Anything That Gets You Through the Night, from this year. That's the first single off it, and it got released at the start of December. But to promote this, Dependent are giving away one track for free. So if you go to dependent.de, you should be able to get hold of one track off that EP. And also, as I mentioned earlier, Covenant's next album, Modern Ruin, is due for release on the 17th of January, and I'm looking forward to that. If the single I played earlier is of any indication of how good it is, it's going to be a great album, so really looking forward to that. So, stuff for the new year. Good to look forward to. Gigs and events. Right, we don't have a massive list here, but we have, on Friday the 7th of January, Exaltation here in Bradford at the Playhouse, at the cellar bar in the Playhouse. It runs from 10 p.m. till 3 a.m, and it's a free entry. It's got... I believe the music it's playing is going to be a mixture of 80s and 90s kind of gothy alternative stuff and some more industrial stuff as well. So two DJs mixing between the two. It should be an interesting night. Get yourself down there. More information on that, if you search for Facebook for Exaltation, you should be able to find that. On Saturday the 8th, there is the Flock in Leeds. Now, this is another Friday... I keep saying Friday Flock, but it's just the way it rolls off the tongue. It's not on Friday. It's on a Saturday. It's on Saturday the 8th. It's Flock Live. It's at the library in Leeds, and it's got some bands which are bands the organisers think are going to be significant in 2011. So there's Berlin Black, Alice Moving Under Skies, and the Mumbles. That runs from 7 p.m. 7:30 p.m. till 10 p.m. I believe doors are 7:30. First band usually on about 8, and the bands finish at about 10 p.m. Then it turns into the Flock Club Night, which if you've paid in to see the bands, you're in for the club night as well. It gets you in for both. That runs from 10 p.m. till 2 a.m. and more information can be found at sheepish.net, and I believe that is going to be £4 in advance, so probably a fiver in the door, but don't quote me on that. Also on Saturday 8th, there is the Darklands over at the Stereo in York. That runs from 9 p.m. till 2 a.m. That's £4 on the door, and more information about that can be found at darklands.org.uk. And as ever, there is the Wendy House at Leeds Uni Student Union on Saturday, January the 15th. Now, that's £5 on the door, and that runs from 10 p.m. till 3 a.m. And more information about that can be found at thewendyhouse.org. Right, I'm really running out of breath now, so I'm going to go straight on with some more tunes. Now, I believe this is some Faderhead, a storming tune, a dance floor tune from Sammy from his latest release, FH3.
Dance for the right fear. Dance for the right fear.
That was Untunnel with Moving On from the album Moving On from way earlier this year, but a storming album, a storming track off that. Quite interesting the way that I keep hearing that track under different kind of remixes, and it comes across quite differently each time. So I really like that particular mix, that one where it's much more slower in pace but still as powerful. Before that we had Edge of Dawn with a track from the Stage Fright EP that got released at the start of December, but I've only actually just picked up recently and didn't realise there was technically a couple of tracks on there that aren't off the album Anything That'll Get You Through the Night. So it's, you know, there's a handful of remixes of stuff off the album, but there's also that track, a couple of versions of it as well. That was a track called Up, in brackets A Cold Case, and that was the Rotosan remix of it. All great stuff from Edge of Dawn, as we've come to expect. And before that, we had Fade Ahead with TZTV from a FH3. That's actually an album or so ago, because he's released Black Friday since then. So he's had a busy year as Mr. Sammy from Fade Ahead. Right, I'm also running out of time, so I'm going to plough straight into the next track, if I can remember which CD player I put in. I'm going to guess this one. Yeah, let's have a look.
We'll be right back.
That is, I'll get this right, Decombrio with Hypo from the Cyanotic Presents Gears Gone Wild Spring Break album. Well, that's a glitch mixed by Cyanotic. Awesome stuff there. That's a great little album if you can get hold of it. And I've run out of time, so I'm going to leave you tonight. I'm going to leave you for this year. I have no more shows this year. I'll be back in a fortnight's time, but that'll take us into 2011. So I'll leave you with Rotosan's War on Error from Randomized Resistance. Enjoy. See you in a fortnight.
Be warned, random is resistance.